Area and local high school for recovery in town. Girls action. Let's take a look at the guys' standings at the present time. Two teams still undefeated. Coldwater at 4-0, 7-5 overall. Marion Local 3-0 in conference play. They're 9-2 overall. A couple teams are 3-1. We include St. John's and St. Henry. St. John's with an 8-3 record. St. Henry 7-6. Now you got full recovery in New Bremen. Both 2-2 in conference play. Versailles at 2-3. Parkway 1-3. Mr. New Knoxville both 0-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Matchups this Friday night will look like this. On the guys' side of the ledger, it'll be New Knoxville going to Minster to take on the Wildcats. Parkway at home against Coldwater. New Bremen in Allglaze County will host the Santa Fe Redskins. St. John takes a long trip to Versailles to take on the Tigers. Then it'll be Marion Local and Fort Recovery over at the Port Side Fieldhouse for the Western Buckeye League tomorrow night. Slina goes to bat in St. Mary's at home against Shawnee. Let's take a break for the guys. Step away, and we'll take a look at some girls' Tuesday night winners on Lake 100.3.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
Sometimes I like to get hammered, but only because I'm bored. I mean, I am a bored. Yep, I'm a 2x4. Of course, size doesn't matter, and if it did, Shockman's Lumber has any size you need. Some of my lumbering buddies here at Shockman have been used in an awful lot of homes, buildings, and barns in our area. I was just purchased to be a part of a new treehouse. I can't wait to get nailed. Shockman's Lumber, we're a part of just about everything you see. 342 West Columbus Street, St. Henry, and online at ShockmanLumber.com.
Village in Coldwater is more than a place to live. It's a place to live life to the fullest. Everyone at Briarwood is family, and every day at Briarwood is filled with fun, laughter, and love. If you're looking for a place to live life to the fullest, it's time to look at Briarwood Village in Coldwater. With wonderful activities, a beautiful location, and a supportive, loving community, Briarwood Village is the perfect place to live your best life.
Welcome back to Marion Local High School Rocket. Let's take a look at the Tuesday night winners on the girls' side. First for sales, knocked off Preble Shawnee. Lexi Vega, so a game high 12 points in that game and that 51-49 win. And these Marion Local Flyers, tough test for the St. Mary's Rough Riders.
Yeah, very good ball game. Post players, Caning led the way with 12 points. Unrest today for St. Mary's. It was 10 by Morgan Hesse.
New Bremen Cardinals get a big game from the freshman Nelson. 20 points as they knocked off Jackson Center.
They home in 17. Them two ladies, 37 combined of that 57 in that 57-38 win over Jackson Center.
How about the Parkway Panthers? The beat goes on now 13-1 on the campaign all over the Antonia Tigers.
59-12 allowed 2 points in the first quarter, 2 in the 3rd, none in the 4th. Leading the way again, nobody else but Gabby Stover.
Yeah, 20 points, 8 of 15 shoots. Now about Allison Hughes, 11 points and 25 boards, according to the numbers that I read. The Roosie Raiders, a good Roosie Raider team, now 15-4 in the campaign, knocked off New Knoxville.
Borchers 14, Sherman 12 for the New Knoxville Rangers. It was Lauren Wingman with 7, that final score 57-19.
Now Adams knocked off 4 recovery, that final score 46-35. Kenny Molenkamp led the way with 14 points. Rocket, let's take a break. We'll look at tonight's matchups and the MA girls MAC girls standing on Lake 100.3.
Food. We think about it a lot, sometimes more than we realize. It's a good thing we have farmers, isn't it? At Holman Inc., we really appreciate farmers. Agriculture is one of the world's largest industries. Without farmers, we would go hungry, be homeless, or even worse, we might be naked. Holman Inc. wouldn't be here to serve you without the farmers. From the Holman Inc. family, thank you for your business and your continued trust.
Holman Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
The holidays are over, and you've got those Arch cards to spend. Make sure to check out the 2 for $6 at your locally owned Monford Voorhees McDonald's. Get a crispy chicken sandwich, 10-piece McNugget, quarter pounder with cheese, or a Big Mac, 2 for just $6. And don't forget about the $3 breakfast mix and match, sausage biscuit, sausage McMuffin, breakfast burrito, and hash brown. $3 breakfast mix and match, and 2 for $6 at your locally owned Monford Voorhees McDonald's.
Welcome back to Marion Local High School. Let's take a look at the girls' standings right now, Rocket. I call it a 3-horse race. Two teams undefeated And the Coldwater Cavaliers are still lurking around.
Yeah, Coldwater 4-1. They're sitting there in third place by themselves. And up top, Marion Local 6-0, Parkway 5-0. Them records look very good overall, 14-2, 13-1, 9-6. And then them spoilers in between there, Minster 3-2, Versailles 3-3, New Bremen 2-3, St. John's 2-3. St. Henry, good matchup tonight. I believe they're taking on New Bremen. They're 1-4. And then you got Knoxville, Fort Recovery, you're looking for their first conference.
Yeah, just one team in the league averaging 50-plus. That'd be the Parkway Panthers at 50.7. Whole bunch of teams in the 40s. And defensively, the Parkway Panthers give up less than 30 a game at 28.8 a game. Coldwater, the second-best defense, at 33 per contest. We take a look at tonight's matchup in the Midwest Athletic Conference. At New Knoxville tonight, that game might be in the books already. Minster there to take on the Rangers. You mentioned a good matchup between New Bremen and Centenary. Heads over to Centenary Middle School. Coldwater hosts Parkway tonight. That could have a lot to do with the standings.
Absolutely. I mean, Marion Local, they may be having their Twitter and all that kind of stuff out watching that score. But, yeah, Parkway 5-0, Coldwater 4-1. Good matchup between, I think, Hughes and Riffmiller.
Absolutely. Versailles takes on St. John's at the Vatican tonight. And it's Full Recovery and Marion Local here from the Western Buckeye League. Slanted home against Bath. And St. Mary's goes to Shawnee. Let's take a break and we'll take a look at the two squads. It's the Indians and the Flyers on Lake 100.3.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.org.
Hi, I'm Bill from Technical Roofing of St. Henry. I don't want to toot my own horn, but we are the premier commercial roofing contractor in Ohio.
You're tooting, Bill.
Well, we've been providing hassle-free roofing solutions for years with satisfied customers. Technical Roofing stands out as one of Ohio's leading commercial roofing companies.
You're still tooting, but we are pretty toot-worthy.
Need a new roof or repair? Give us a toot. I mean a call at 866-678-1020 or visit technicalroofing.com, your Duralast contractor of choice.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Welcome back to Maria's Stack for Recovery and John Knight Girls MAC Action in Indians. 2-11 on a campaign, 0-5 in MAC. Last year, Holly Dan squad 7-17, 2-7 in MAC play. Rocket a tough start. They play 2 November games. Lose at Arcanum in overtime, 41-40-17 that night. Season high for Maddie Guggenbiller. They lose their second game in November, going to Massinawa Valley, losing the Blackhawks 50-33. Get 12 points from Kelly Wendell, and then the start of December, not any better than the end of November.
No, right?
the end of December, excuse me.
And it was 6 more losses in a row. In fact, they lose in New Bremen 45-39, Jay County 52-13, 49-24 to Parkway in that ballgame. Maddie Guggenbiller 11 points, 44-21 loss to a good St. Mary's team, 13 points by Kelly Wendell, not enough, and a 46-32 loss to Versailles. And then a walk-off right before Christmas, they lose 38-27.
And then a couple days after Christmas, they pick up their first win of the year. Another tight game, 38-37 over National Trail. Carlene Ekamp at that point, her season high, entered still her season high, 13 points in that game. They go to St. John's, lose the Blue Jays, 44-37. Kenny Mollenkamp, 13 points in that game. Mollenkamp's been in double digits 6 times this year, 7 times there has been their top score. And then the 11th game of the year, they take on the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Yeah, they take the Cavaliers, and it was a 41-7 setback. Just 4 points led the way for Carly Mollenkamp, just a couple A's in the scoring column. And then they take on Ansonia with an overtime win, 56-50.
Yeah, and Kelly Wendell, 23 points, a season high for anybody on this squad. And then South Adams last night out, it beat 46-35, Kenny Mollenkamp with 14. So the Indians, 2-11, 0-5 in MAC. They'll take on the home team. Best drives up Flyers. Last year, an 18-win season, 18-7, 7-2 in conference play, right at the top. A runner-up spot there. This year, opening night, They go to the QP tournament up at Lima Bat. They lose to Bryant. Bryant, by the way, one of the top teams in Northwest Ohio. When you look at the people talking about that, Ava Unrest, 19 points, not enough opening night. They lose 46-33. The next afternoon, they would take on Versailles for the first of a couple times here. Beat them in the consolation game, 42-39. And then take on the Shawnee Indians.
Yeah, that's a four-point win, 45-41. Stella Hilson led the way with 11. 14 led the way against Versailles the second time by Ava Unrest in a 46-35 win. And then in the middle of that eight-game winning streak, 51-39, a win against St. John.
St. John, 17 for Lindsay Canning in that game. The win over Minster, 13 points, led by Chloe Ronabaugh. They take on Walcock, 52-36 winner. Stella Hilson, 13 points. And then the Standard Redskins, really a nice cut. Good game to watch that night. Ava Unrath, a season-high 19 points that night, and they knocked off the Skins at the Standard Middle School, 52-49.
And then they go to Van Wert. They win that one 34-30 before their second loss of the season to Salina in the Ovisco Classic, 42-36.
Yeah, good game that time for the Bulldogs. 11 points for Chloe Ronnebaum, not enough there. So they take on Sanry in the consolation game, beat them by 5 this time, 40-35. Lindsay Canning led the way with 10 points, and they continue that winning streak right now in the middle of a six-game winning streak. They knock off New Knoxville, 52-18. 10 for Ava Unrath. They go to Rushi and beat a Raider team that hasn't lost very much this year. That final score, 51-45.
Pair of 14s by Unrath and Hillsman in that 51-45 win. And then against New Bremen, they had a nice 38-25 win with 11 points by Unrath. And we just saw him play St. Mary's with a nice 39-35 win.
And Lindsay Canning, a double-double, 12 points and 12 boards that night. So that puts the Flyers right now a six-game winning streak, follows an eight-game winning streak earlier this year when you had that roll up. The Flyers 14-2. They're going to play in the house, and we'll take a break, and we'll give you the starting lineup when we return on Lake 100.3.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At Mercer Health, our women's health team is here for women of all ages and stages of life. Our team provides comprehensive obstetric and gynecologic care and includes 5 providers: certified nurse midwife Jessica Bergman, women's health nurse practitioner Lori Gieseman, and 3 OBGYN physicians: Dr. David Rosado, Dr. Eric Seward, and our newest OBGYN, Dr. Roxana Torres. For scheduling information, visit mercer-health.com.
There is nothing like small local business to really get that hometown feel. At the Corner Cafe, they do just that. It's a perfect place to meet your friends and celebrate the area we live in and all it has to offer. The Corner Cafe has daily lunch specials every Monday through Friday, including the lunch buffet and carryout to help you get through your work week. Be sure to visit the Corner Cafe after the game to celebrate, and all weekend for great food, fun, and a variety of entertainment. Good luck, Merry Local Flyers, on a successful season.
Barron Local High School. Let's take a look at the full recovery starting on. They'll start a couple of sophomores, a couple of juniors, and a senior from top spot. 5'11 sophomore Carly Niekamp averaging 6.1 a game. 5'4 junior Kelly Winwood, 7.6 per night. Dave Russo will play in the middle of 5'10 junior averaging 1.2. And Kenny Mullen can't spend their most effective score this year. Average 7.9 a game, 6 double digit games. 7 times their top score. And Maddie Grubenberger will figure the starting lineup at 5'6, averaging 5.6 games. Deacon, Wendell, Luthold, Mullenkamp, and Guggenbiller for the 2-11 in the end. For the home team, ranked number 8 in the state, 14-2 on the campaign, a perfect 6-0 in the MAC. Best draft squad will start 2 sophomores and 3 seniors. The 2 sophomores, a couple of ladies will handle the ball a lot. At 5'6, Ava Unrath, averaging 10-9. 9 double-digit games, 7 times their top score. And Chloe Ronnebaum, she also goes 5'6, averaging 5.8 a game. The other 3 ladies, all seniors. At 5'9, Stella Hilsman averaging 6.9 a game. 5'10, senior Lindsay Canning coming off that 12-12 game on Tuesday night, averaging 9 a game. And Hannah Rose, a 5'6 senior, averaging 3.8. Unrath, Hilsman, Ronnebaum, Canning, and Rose for the Marion Local Flyers, again, trying to keep pace with the Parkway Panthers.
Just checking out here, Coach Strive wasn't Emmerman. Coach Halligan was a Stein. These two ladies went at it back in their day in high school.
Yeah, both ladies scored a lot of points, too.
They were good.
A whole bunch of points. In fact, Coach Halligan, sometimes it's called Holly Stein on this station yet, right?
Yep.
Did you know that? In fact, I had that down right here in front of me. Right now, it'll be Kenny Mollenkamp getting the opening tip. Mollenkamp will bring it up in the front court, and she'll see a man-to-man defense by the Flyers. Kicks the ball off. Sage Luthold, left elbow, nothing but net. Sage Luthold, averaging just 1.2 a game, gets four recovery. The early lead, 2-0.
Yeah, good-looking shot.
And now into the paint area. Chloe Ronbaum, right wing, Anna Rose has it. Rose goes top the circle, Stella Hilsman. And he is in a man-to-man defense, or at least a begging man-to-man. Hilsman runner, no good. Chloe Ronbaum, the rebound, and the Flyers can reset. Ronbaum, right wing, three, off the iron, no good. Rebound battle four, and it's going to go into the hands of Maddie Guggenbiller. Now the Indian, who leads 2-0, a chance to add on to that lead. That's Kenny Mollenkamp, the 6-foot sophomore, bring it up to the front court. Mollenkamp goes over to Sage Luthold, left wing. Luthold over on the left baseline. Picks her dribble up, bounce pass down, and stolen there by Lindsey Canning. And now the Flyers back on the attack with a 2-0 deficit. Into the front court, Chloe Ronnebaum. Stella Hilsman, left corner. Works here against Carly Niekamp. Left elbow, Rose. Down low to Canning, off the glass and through the net. Lindsey Canning, averaging 9 points a game, gives us our first tie tonight at 2-2.
Great feed from Rose, a little high-low action with the two post players, and Rose got into Canning, Canning off the glass.
Now bringing it up in the front court to be Carly Niekamp. Niekamp works there against Santa Rose, and that will be a turnover against the Indians. Give the ball back to Marion Local. They will inbound on the far side over there. Hannah Rose will inbound to Ava Unrast. Up in the front court, you got Lindsey Canning, Stella Hilsman, and Chloe Ronnebaum awaiting. The Indians will defend right at the top of the circle there. It'll be Kelly Wendell defending Ava Unrath. Right wing over to Hannah Rose, top of the circle, Chloe Ronnebaum. Now left wing, Stella Hilsman. Back to Rose between the circles. Chloe Ronnebaum on the right wing, being defended there by Kenny Mollenkamp. Now back to Hilsman. She'll fire a three, in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and Sage Luthold will come out of the back, and then she'll be fouled in the backcourt. And Kanna Rose will pick up the personal foul. It will be 5-2. For Rose, that'll be her first, the game's first. 6:19 left here in the period. It's a 2-2 tie between the Indians and the Flyers.
Good-looking shot by Hilsman halfway home. Did not quite finish, and good rebound by Fort Carey.
Yeah, did everything but go in.
Ooh.
And now we got some contact. Stella Hilsman is going to knock Carly Niekamp to the turf. Incidental contact, but they certainly got to call that. So Hilsman will pick up the personal foul. That will be her first. Team foul number two against Marion Local.
Yeah, she came running in. I think the ball was bumped. She was going to go there. Ended up knocking the Indian down.
Right now, Kenny Mollenkamp will get the ball back to Sage Luthold. Luthold is going to walk it up to the midcourt, strap against that full court press. Now into the front court to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp, a 6-foot sophomore guard, goes over down left wing and up and no good. Battle for the rebound, and that's going to go off Marion Local. And at the dead ball, we'll get our first sub of the day. Eva Collig at 5'7", sophomore, averaging about 2 a game, will come in. So Collig is going to replace Maddie Guggenbiller in the lineup. Right now, Carly Niekamp will inbound with a little box underneath their own bucket. 2-2, 2 minutes gone here from Maria Stein. There's Kelly Wendell with the basketball. Comes up a big game the other night, 23 in that setback, 56-50. Well, that win over Antonio, I should say 56-50. Now Carly Niekamp has it. Niekamp left corner. That's Kelly Wendell on the left baseline. Runs into a double team ball, knocked away, and they'll say that went off Marion Local. It'll be Indians inbound right underneath their own bucket.
Yeah, Unrath tipped it away from Wendell that time, so they will stay with the purple and white.
5:44 left in the quarter. It's a 2-2 tie between the Indians and the Flyers. Now Niekamp is going to have the ball stolen on the inbounds played by Stella Hilsman. Hilsman down the right sideline, now into the front court. Kicks the ball back. Ava Unrath, right wing, three off the iron, no good. Long rebound, chase down, and Unrath that, and she'll be fouled by Carly Niekamp. So Niekamp will pick up the personal foul to be the Indians' first tonight. 5:33 left here in period number one. Flyers a 6-0 record in MAC. Parkway had 5-0. Parkway, tough matchup tonight with Goldwater. There's Lindsey Canning in the paint. She'll turn, she'll pop. That's a 12-footer. That's a net. Canning continuing what she did on Tuesday night in that win over St. Mary's when she had 12 points and 12 rebounds. All four of the Flyer points, and the Flyers take their first lead of 4-2. And now we got a steal by Hannah Rose at the midcourt stripe. She'll give it to Ava Unrath, and now the Flyers reset. Approaching the 5-minute mark of quarter number one. Hannah Rose, right wing down low to Canning with the left hand, and Canning's got six. Canning, six. Indians, 2 at the 5-minute mark.
Right now, for recovery, nobody physical enough to play defense against Caning. Caning turns left on one shot, turns right next.
There's Carly Niekamp. She'll walk it up into the front court. Anna Rose will pick her up right near the center circle. And I think you got to travel there against the Indians. That'll stop the clock. 4:49 left till we take our first quarter break. And the Flyers are on a 6-0 run right now. A 6-2 advantage. Get the basketball back.
Not good for Fort Recovery. They have 5 turnovers. They only taken 2 shots and 1 foul.
That's not a good ratio, Ronnie.
Not a good number.
Not a good ratio. Right now, Ava Unrath to tell or Hannah Rose at the foul line. Back to Unrath to the hole. Up off the glass. Can't finish. Rebound is Chloe Ronnebaum back up. And that one will go. That one hung on the rim a little bit. But Ronnebaum's first 2-pointer of the night. Makes it 8-2 Marion Local.
Yeah, good offensive board put back right up and in.
Now Kenny Mollenkamp will bring it up in the front court at the foul line. And that ball is going to be a turnover right in the hands of Hannah Rhodes. So another turnover against the Indians. Good defense by Marion Local and almost halfway through our quarter. It's an 8-2 Flyer advantage. Chloe Ronnebaum into the corner to Stella Hilsman. Entry pass down to Kenny. Little baby hook, and she's got 8 points. They have no answer right now for Lindsay Canning. The Flyers on a 10-0 run and lead 10-2.
Yeah, I mean, Marion's putting full court pressure on, but it's man-to-man. It just seems like Fort Carrier get across the timeline, then they have a hard time getting in their offense.
Now Kenny Mollenkamp with the basketball, tried to guess, get it out to Kelly Wendell. Wendell at the left elbow, back to Maddie Guggenbiller out between the circles. Guggenbiller works against Lindsay Kane. Now right wing is Kelly Wendell with the basketball. Bounce pass down to Carly Niekamp. She's got 4 different Flyers in her face. And now Wendell for 3 from the right wing. That's going to be short, and the rebound's going to go off of the Indians, I believe. Nope, they'll say that one off the blue and gold. It's going to be an Indian basketball. Maddie Guggenbiller, Carly Niekamp, Kelly Wendell, even colleague, and Kenny Mollenkamp wearing the purple right now. 3:34 left in quarter number one, and the Flyers on a 10-0 run lead 10-2. And now the ball thrown into Kenny Mollenkamp. She'll stand out between the circles, almost in the center circle. Entry pass to Carly Niekamp at the foul line. That ball knocked away by Lindsay Kane. They'll say it went off before recovery. And on the turnover, Marion Local back on the attack.
Yeah, look like Guggenbiller tried grabbing it, just could not get her hands on it. Now, Nora Eckstein checking in.
We'll have our first Flyers up. Eckstein, a junior, averaging 1.9 a game. She'll replace Stella Hilsman. Flyer basketball, Sage Luthold will come in at the next dead ball. Ava Unrath near the midcourt stripe and now Unrath into the front court. Bounce pass into the paint to Chloe Ronnebaum. Back to Hannah Rose out between the circles to Ava Unrath. Unrath now at the foul line over to Chloe Ronnebaum on the right wing. Ronnebaum will give it back to fellow sophomore Ava Unrath. Puts the brakes on. Bounce pass down low to Canning. She'll go through a double team. Oh, and she's fouled. Lindsay Canning in double digits for the 8th time this year. We've still got 3:05 left in our first quarter. And now a chance for the plus one.
Foul is going to be on Eva Collard, the 5'7 sophomore. Her first team second, but you're exactly right. 10 points, and we still got 3 minutes on the clock for the first quarter.
Now, Canning, I was kind of looking at her season high. I think it was 17, if I remember looking at it right. That's correct. That was against St. John's in a 51-39 win first day of December. And now Stella Hilsman and Jenna Kanapke into the Flyer lineup. Hilsman back in. Kanapke in for the first time. 5'6 either, averaging 2.6 a game. And now Canning a chance for the plus one, nothing but net. Lindsay Canning, 11 first quarter points. The Flyers on a 13-0 run right now, leading 13-2. Now Eva Colling gives over to Sage Luthold. Luthold in the backcourt, in a whole lot of trouble. They need a timeout, and they will get one. Indians take a timeout. We'll take a break with them. 2:58 left until we take our first quarter break. It's the Flyers on a 13-0 run, leading 13-2 on Lake 100.3.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Being an employee at Chickasaw Quick Stop is like hanging out with your own friends and family while getting paid a great wage. At Chickasaw Quick Stop, the hours are flexible. Hourly wage bonuses are available and the atmosphere is fun. Room for advancement and pay raises is always possible. No prior experience is necessary. The only requirement is a great personality. Stop in at Chickasaw Quick Stop and meet the staff and experience the fun. Chickasaw Quick Stop, located on Franklin Street in Chickasaw.
By Kolick from the left wing is no good at the rebound corral. That time by Sage Luthold. Then the ball going to be stolen by Jenna Kanapke and then goes out of bounds. We'll just call that a
Even?
Nothing. And even, I guess. I was looking. Yeah. It looked like Konecny almost had a steal, but steps out of bounds as she put the ball in her hands. 2:38 left here in the first grid. 13-2 Marion Local. And now the ball gets into Kelly Wendell. Wendell with the basketball over on that left wing. Works against Jenna Konecny, belly button to belly button. Now Sage Luthor works against Allison Dirksen, who checked in at that last dead ball. Over to Kenny Mollenkamp down the baseline. She'll stop. She'll pop. No good. Got her own rebound, and then she'll be fouled by Stella Hilsman. Good hustle that time by Kenny Mollenkamp, chasing down her own miss. Hilsman will pick up her second foul. Just three team fouls against Marion Local. Hilsman owns two of those. They're going to give her two shots here. Kenny Mollenkamp at the line, shooting a couple times.
And then it looks like Hannah Rose is going to check in for Hilsman. She's the other lady with a foul for the Flyers.
Mollenkamp's foul shot up, going to be a little short, and the deficit remains 13-2, 1 second away from our first Deuces Wild tonight. 2:23 left here in the period. Kenny Mollenkamp's second opportunity right around the corner. 14 points in that loss to South Adams last night out. And now the second foul shot, nothing but net by Kenny Mollenkamp. Her first point of the day cuts the deficit to 13-3 and stops a 13-0 run for Marion Local. As the Indians had a 2-0 lead on a two-pointer by Sage Luthold early in this game. All right, now Chloe Reinebaum out between the circles. Jenna Konecny left wing, and Hannah Rose with it. Rose a couple dribbles later out to Chloe Reinebaum. Now she'll give it back to Rose on the left wing, down to Allison Dirksen in the paint area. And then Dirksen had the ball knocked out of bounds. But Dirksen was going to go to the hole instead, tried to get into Hannah Rose in the left corner.
I tell you what, the up-and-under move was there for her because she faked to the middle of the basket, and she turned around for every bit on it, and she kicked it out.
And now Hannah Rose needs to get the ball inbound. She'll give it in to Allison Dirksen. Dirksen to the hole, no good, and Kenny Mollenkamp will rebound. Now the Indians trailing 13-3 at the 155 mark of our quarter number one with the basketball. Mollenkamp, left corner, has a Kelly Wendell three. That's no good. Rebound. Sage Luthold on the backside before recovery. She'll get the ball back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller into the paint. Kicks the ball back. Mollenkamp, left wing three. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound is on the turf and eventually in the hands of Chloe Reinebaum. And now the Flyers back on the attack with 90 seconds left in our first quarter, leading 13-3. Hannah Rose back to Chloe Reinebaum on the left wing. Reinebaum back to Hannah Rose, left corner. Rose a couple dribbles later. We'll give it bounce pass out to Nora Eckstein out between the circles. Now the entry pass down low. Going to be knocked away by Sage Luthold and picked up by Eva Kalik. That's a turnover. And now the Indians back on the attack. Kenny Mollenkamp. Eva Kalik off the rim a couple times. No good. And Jenna Konecny will grab the rebound. Haven't hit the rim about four times before not going in. Now in the front court, Hannah Rose, a long two off the glass. And good. Hannah Rose, her first two-pointer of the night. Makes it 15-3 at Manny's Blue and Gold.
Good shot off the wing. One of them that not too many people take just inside that three-point line.
Now Sage Luthold will bring it up in the front court. Gives it to sophomore Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp, actually, yeah, 6-foot sophomore Kennedy Mollenkamp. Eva Kalik gives the ball down the circle. Sage Luthold, she'll go right wing over to Kelly Wendell. Wendell against Jenna Konecny. Top of the circle, Maddie Guggenbiller, the left-hander for three. Off the iron, no good. And the rebound eventually is in the hands of Chloe Reinebaum. Reinebaum will bring it up court herself. Approaching the mid-court stride with 22 seconds left in quarter number one. Marion Local with a 15-3 lead.
For recovery, 1 of 9 from the floor, 0 for 5 from behind the arc.
Chloe Reinebaum in the center circle. She'll go left wing over to Jenna Konecny. Konecny top the circle to Nora Eckstein. Now Hannah Rose on the right wing with 7 seconds. Top the circle, Reinebaum open for 3. No good. Wrong rebound, Kenny Mollenkamp. And that will end quarter number one. With 8 minutes in the book, it's Marion Local 15, Port Recovery 3 on Lake 100.3.
Ohio Production Paint and Assembly Corporation, also known as OPAC, has been striving to exceed their customers' expectations since the day they opened in 2000. While they specialize in exterior doors, their highly trained staff has the knowledge and skills to handle all your painting, staining, and assembly needs. Learn more about OPAC and what they can do by stopping into their facility right on 705 or visit their website at opacpaint.com. OPAC, putting the world in color.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity System delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Contact Area Energy and Electric, your local Carrier indoor comfort experts for over 40 years. They will provide all your HVAC services, indoor air quality, and home generator needs. Contact them today at areaelectric.com.
Welcome back to Marion Local. 8 minutes in the books here in this MAC bounce. Before we cover, took an early 2-0 lead at our only tie at 2-2. But the Flyers, a 13-0 run gives them a 13-2 lead. They now lead 15-3 for the quarter to Bucks.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, shooting-wise, just kind of talk a little bit about Fort Recovery. Just 1 of 9 from the floor, while Marion Local getting them 2-point opportunities there. 7 of 9 from inside the paint. They did miss their 4 threes.
Right now, Anna Rose with the basketball. We've just started quarter number 2. Nora Eckstein to Jenna Konacki. Left wing, it's Ava Unrast. Unrast inside the arc, now near the paint area. Kicks the ball back to Rose. She'll go right wing to Jenna Konacki. Konacki will find Ava Unrast between the circles. A couple dribbles later, left wing to Anna Rose. Rose top the circle to Jenna Konacki. Konacki goes right wing, Ava Unrast. Unrast a couple dribbles out to Rose. She'll go left wing, Jenna Konacki. Indians now down to Nora Eckstein, trying to peek what the Indians are in here. Konacki will go the hole off the glass, no good, and that's a rebound that time for Carly Niekamp. Niekamp will give it to Kenny Mollenkamp, and the top board down the right side line, and somehow keeps the basketball. Didn't look the prettiest, but it will be Indian basketball.
Yeah, they end up getting stuck behind her back, and Unrest tips it out of bounds right in front of the fire bench, so it'll be Guggenbiller throwing it in.
Kenny Mollenkamp, Kelly Wendell, Sage Luthold, and Carly Niekamp on the court. There's the pass down low, going to be stolen there by Nora Eckstein. Eckstein will give it to Ava Unrath. The minute gone here in the quarter. Same score we had at the end of 1:15-3 on the board right now. Marion Local the lead. Now we got a jump ball. That'll be a turnover against Marion Local as the arrow will favor Fort Recovery. 11 points for Lindsay Canning to lead everybody on both sides. While Sage Luthold, the only 2-pointer for Fort Recovery.
Yeah, good quick hands there by Carly Niekamp creating that turnover.
Kenny Mollenkamp will get the ball. Tried to get the ball into Kelly Wendell. That's a steal by Ava Unrath. She'll give the ball back to Nora Eckstein. That's Hannah Rose. That's a left wing jumper inside the arc. No good. The rebound goes off of Marion Local. 6:53 left in the quarter. Eva Kolick back in for Fort Recovery. The Flyers right now defending with Allison Dirksen, Nora Eckstein, Hannah Rose out there, along with Jenna Konacki and Ava Unrath. Canning went to the bench, with about 2 minutes to go, maybe 3 minutes to go in that first quarter with her 11 points.
Yep.
I'm sure she's itching to get back in the basketball game. And now Sage Luthold, top of the circle, close against Allison Dirksen, in some trouble, and throw right to Ava Unrath. Unrath looks to go coast-to-coast with the left hand. She'll finish. 5-6 out for Ava Unrath. Her first 2-point of the night gives Marion Local a 17-3 lead.
Turnover number 10 for the Purple and White.
Now Sage Luthold in the backcourt. She'll give the ball off to Kelly Wendell. Wendell against Jenna Konacki, and that's a little bump foul by Konacki. That will be her first. Team foul number 4 now against Marion Local. Lindsay Canning and her 11 points back in the game, and she'll replace Allison Dirksen.
Yep, Silver A be matched up down there low with Sage Luthold.
Hannah Rose also on the court for Marion Local. Nora Eckstein, Ava Unrath, and Jenna Konacki. Now defend Carly Niekamp in the gang right now. Niekamp with the basketball. Niekamp dribbles into the front court. Nora Eckstein belly button to her. Dribbles over in the left corner. Gives the ball to Eva Kolick. Kolick out now between the middle of the basketball court against Rose. Bounce pass to Sage Luthold on the right wing. Luthold between the circles to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp now inside the arc. Right corner. Kelly Wendell for a 3. Count it. Kelly Wendell, a 3-ball from the deep right corner, will cut the Indian deficit to 17-6.
First made 3 by either team, 1 for 6 is Fort Recovery.
Now Ava Unrath, the Jenna Konacki at the foul line. Konacki now dribbles over right wing into Canning. Canning in the paint, she'll take it to the hole, and she'll take some contact and head to the charity stripe. 3 or 5, they'll count on 3, Carly Niekamp. That'll be her second foul. 3 team fouls now against Fort Recovery. And Lindsay Canning, coming off a 12-point-12 rebound night on Tuesday, 11 points tonight, and now with 5:43 left in quarter number 2, she scores her 12th point of the evening.
Not close to them 12 rebounds yet, but she definitely has the scoring going.
Yeah, Canning 7 double-digit games this year, 5 times their top score in a 14-2 season. Back-to-back freebies for Canning. Next to score now, 19-6 advantage, Marion Local, and they'll apply a full-court press. There's Kelly Wendell in the backcourt against Nora Eckstein. Gives the ball back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller near the midcourt stripe, and now back to Wendell, who will bring it across the half-court line. Wendell has the ball knocked away, and Ava Unrath knocks that one out of bounds as she steps in the passing lane. 5:28 left till the halftime break. Fort Recovery basketball, they trailed 19-6.
Okay, it's nonstop basketball here. We had Bruce Hales play Marion Local in the JV contest. We had some fifth graders, I believe, playing earlier on during the halftime. We got a lot of basketball here tonight.
More fifth grade action, I heard at halftime one more time yet. There's Sage Leuthold, has the ball stolen by Nora Eckstein. Eckstein's going to try to go coast to coast. Took some contact and she'll head to the charity stripe. Kelly Wendell, I think, going to pick up the foul. We'll check and see if that's accurate. It is on number 5. For Wendell, that'll be her first. Both teams now with 14 fouls. And Nora Eckstein in her junior campaign, averaging 1.9 a game, looking for her first point of the evening. Foul shots up. Eckstein short on that one. In between foul shots, Carly Niekamp back in, and she'll give Sage Leuthold a break. So Niekamp in for Leuthold, and Nora Eckstein a chance to put the 20th point on the board for the Marion Local Flyers. Eckstein's foul shot's up. That one is also no good. Battle for the rebound is going to go out of bounds, and they'll say that went off of Niekamp, and she was sandwiched between Lindsay Canning and Anna Rose. So it'll be Flyer basketball inbounding in the far left corner right near the Indian bench. Box set with Kanapke, Unrath, Eckstein, and Canning moving around. He'll give it out to Ava Unrath. Unrath dribbles over the left wing. It's that man-to-man to Anna Rose. Rose looking down low. Instead, we'll give it to Jenna Kanapke. She'll go right wing to Ava Unrath. Unrath looking for some cutters. Finds top of the circle door. Eckstein. She goes to Jenna Kanapke. Kanapke a dribble later into the paint area. Gives the ball back to Lindsay Canning. That one is heading into the backcourt, but they'll say it was touched that time by Eva Colley. So Canning was legally allowed to cross the midcourt stripe and chase that one down. Now Ava Unrath, top of the circle, three off the iron, no good. And Maddie Guggenbiller, the Indian rebound. She'll deliver to Kenny Mollenkamp. 4:35 left here in the first half. 19-6 advantage, Marion Local. Now Carly Niekamp out to Kenny Mollenkamp. Top of the circle is Maddie Guggenbiller with it. Guggenbiller inside the arc, now back outside the arc. Dribbles against Lindsay Canning there. And now the ball knocked away and in the hands of Ava Unrath. That's a turnover. Unrath finds Canning. She'll take it coast to coast. And Canning's got 15 first half points. And it's 21-6 advantage Marion Local.
Yeah, I tell you what, that time there, she gets credit for running the floor earlier in the paint. This time running the floor on a fast break.
Patty Guggenbiller over to Kelly Wendell. Wendell will bring it up into the front court, dribbles down to the right corner. Now dribble between the legs back to Carly Niekamp, which chases out near the midcourt stripe. Needs to find his target. We'll find Kenny Mollenkamp. She's being defended there by Ava Unrath. Top of the circle, Maddie Guggenbiller has less than half a quarter to go. We'll take our halftime break. 21-6 advantage, homestanding Flyers. And now Maddie Guggenbiller over on the right baseline. Runs into a double team ball, knocked out of bounds. They'll keep it on the Indian side. We got substitutions, Chloe Ronabaum and Stella Hilsman back in for Marion Local. Allison Dirksen as well. Sage Leuthold will inbound for the Indians. We get an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with them. 3:41 up to the halftime break. Marion Local is 21. Four recovery six on Lake 100.3.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Years ago, Jeff and Mark Bruns wanted to create the area's most respected lumber company.
Nailed it.
When the community and local sports teams needed support, Shuckman Lumber was there.
Nailed it.
When the demand grew, Shuckman Lumber grew.
Nailed it and boarded it.
They helped design and provide materials for homes, businesses, condos, storage sheds, dairy barns, and even Santa's house.
Nailed it, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it, and ho, ho, ho.
Shuckman Lumber on West Columbus and St. Henry would like to thank you.
Nailed it.
I think they get it.
Welcome back to Maria Stein. 3:41 left for the halftime break. Marion Local 21-6 led 15-3 after one quarter. It's been a Lindsay Canning that 15 points for the 5'10 student for Marion Local. And Kelly Wendell leads away for the Indians with her three-pointer in the second quarter. Kenny Mollenkamp inbound pass to Carly Niekamp. Up off the glass, no good. Mollenkamp the stick back, no good. And eventually Lindsay Canning will clear the glass. Canning will give it over to Chloe Ronabaum, and now Ronabaum will ring it up in the front court. Ava Unrath inside the arc. A couple dribbles later, now back outside the arc on the left wing. Now back between the circles, right wing. Stella Hilsman with the basketball. Hilsman into the far right corner, and Lindsay Canning. Canning back to Unrath. Unrath a couple dribbles later to Chloe Ronabaum. Now deep left corner, Stella Hilsman has it. Back to Unrath. All this action behind the arc right now to Lindsay Canning. Canning to Stella Hilsman. Hilsman back to Ava Unrath between the circles. 3 minutes to go to the halftime break. Flyers 21 and Indian 6. There's an Ava Unrath jumper from the right wing. No good. Stella Hilsman the rebound. And now Lindsay Canning going to take it to a little runner. Scores again. Lindsay gaining 17 points during the first half. And it's 23-6 advantage, very local.
Still lighting things up. And remember, she sat for quite a while there at the end of the first and beginning of the second.
Absolutely, 3 or 4 minutes for sure. Right now with the basketball, Carly Niekamp. She'll give it over to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp in the center. She'll dribble our way now back the opposite way to the left elbow. Ball knocked out of bounds that time by Ava Unrath as the Flyers get in the passing lane again. 2:29 left at halftime break. Flyers up 23-6.
And just about another turnover, but for Carroll, keep it on their side of the floor.
Carly Niekamp will inbound. She'll find Eva Kallig in that far left corner. Kallig a couple dribbles later will give it out to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp closer to the center line than the three-point arc right now to Carly Niekamp at the foul line. Niekamp kicks the ball back. Kelly Wendell over on the right baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds by Unrest at the 2:16 mark. And the Indians can inbound underneath their own bucket.
Nothing easy for Port Recovery here on offense with Mary Local getting them passing lanes.
Right now, inbounding the basketball will be Carly Niekamp underneath her own bucket. She's looking for some moving targets. We'll find Kelly Wendell at that right wing behind the arc. Wendell against Ava Unrath. Still in that same spot. Needs to move and now will eventually. And she'll give it out to Sage Luthold out between the circles. Luthold looks right, now looks left. And she as well needs to get rid of it and will to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp behind the arc on the left wing. Now inside the arc. Now back outside between the circles. Less than two to go to the halftime break. 23-6 advantage, Mary Local. There's a Wendell jumper from the left baseline in and out and then back in. Kelly Wendell, 5 points tonight for the Indians and cuts the Indian deficit to 23-8.
And now 3 of 13 shooting for the Indians.
Ava Unrath wide open for three, in and out, no good. Lindsay Koenig, the stick back, and she'll head to the charity stripe. As I think Carly Niekamp has picked up her third foul, and she did. Crockett, we always got a foul magnet. Niekamp has to own 3 of the Indian 5 fouls. And Lindsay Koenig with 17 points at the line, shooting 2 times.
3 of 3 from the stripe.
Make that 4 for 4, and Koenig now has 18. That's one above her season high. She had 17 earlier this year at St. John's. I know last year, and I don't have last year's number, had a real big game against Minster in the 20s, so this is definitely not a career high yet. Koenig's second opportunity, just as good as the first one. She now has 19 points, and the Flyers lead 25-8 with a minute 33 left to the halftime break. And now a 1-3-1 half or three-quarter trap by Marion Local, and Wendell and the Indians do a nice job breaking that full court press. Now Wendell bounce back into Sage Luthold, and she's going to be fouled by Chloe Ronnebaum. Or excuse me, they're going to call her on 2-4. That will be Ronnebaum. I was right the first time. Can't question myself, Rocket. Usually I am right. That's what I tell myself.
That's right.
And now Nora Eckstein back into the basketball game. She'll replace Lindsay Koenig. 19 first half points for Koenig, and she'll probably get an extra minute 21 to take a break before the halftime whistle. Right now, Kelly Wendell, ball knocked away, and loose snowball. Eva Collins is going to be tied up there by by Ava Unrath. The arrow will favor Marion Lobel, so that's an Indian turnover. And turnover is kind of the big problem right now for the Indians.
Well, Baker's dozen right now, 13 turnovers on Fort Curry.
A minute 10 left of the halftime break. Ava Unrath into the front court, left wing over to Chloe Ronnebaum, top of the circle, Stella Hillsman. Now it looks like the Indians in a 2-1-2 zone. Of a man-to-man that they've had most of the night. Now Allison Dirksen down low, in and out, no good. And the rebound, Maddie Guggenblower for recovery. She'll give it to Kenny Mollenkamp, and now the Indians trailing 25-8, play some offense. Kenny Mollenkamp at the foul line, back to the top of the circle, Kelly Wendell. Wendell with 5 of those 8 points for the Indians, and then on 3-ball and 2-ball. Looks there against Ava Unrath, kicks the ball back to Kenny Mollenkamp. Flyers have been in a man all night long. There's Mollenkamp, has the ball knocked away there by Ava Unrath. That'll stop the clock. 36.9 seconds left for the halftime break. It'll be Maddie Guggenbiller inbounding underneath the Indian bucket.
I tell you, Wendell that time came off the screen. I thought she was going to curl it to the basket. Looked like I had an open lane, but kicked it outside. Ball tipped away.
Now Maddie Guggenbiller has the ball knocked right back at her, but it went off of a Flyer. Flyers playing a tight man-to-man defense from coast to coast here tonight. There's an entry pass into Kenny Mollenkamp. She'll have to chase it down near the midcourt stripe. Now Mollenkamp and the Indians with just 30 seconds left in the quarter. Play some offense. Sage Luthold. And then she'll be fouled on her way to the bucket. I don't think she's shooting, though. We'll find out here shortly. That'll be on Allison Dirksen. That'll be her first foul, team foul number 6 against Marion Local.
And this is going to be a common foul. Out of bounds, no active shooting.
Matty Guggenbiller will inbound the basketball. Gives it into Sage Luthold. Luthold back to Kelly Wendell. But now just 20 seconds left for the halftime break. Wendell runs into a double team. Ball knocked loose. Kenny Mollenkamp will pick it up. She'll give it back to Luthold with 12 seconds now left in the quarter. Quarter number two. Luthold over on the right baseline. Kicks the goal off the window and scores. Nice move by Luthold. She's got a bucket each quarter for four. And now unrasped. A buzzer beater from about half court. Gundy scores. Two quarters of a cheer from Maria Stein. It's the Marion Local Flyers 25. The Fort Recovery Indians 10 on Lake 100.3.
Briarwood Village in Coldwater is more than a place to live. It's a place to live life to the fullest. Everyone at Briarwood is family, and every day at Briarwood is filled with fun, laughter, and love. If you're looking for a place to live life to the fullest, it's time to look at Briarwood Village in Coldwater. With wonderful activities, a beautiful location, and a supportive, loving community, Briarwood Village is the perfect place to live your best life.
Home and Inc., thanking farmers every day. At Home and Inc., we know there's always work to be done, so we are always working for you, trying to find solutions to make your job a little bit easier with a better return. Control your crop's future with TNL Center Pivots and start storing your own grain. Two things that Home and Inc. is happy to help you with so that you can spend a little more time with family. Home and Inc. and Maria Stein, a family business serving family farms.
Home and Incorporated on Olding Road in Maria Stein.
The holidays are over, and you've got those Arch cards to spend. Make sure to check out the 2 for $6 at your locally owned Monford Voorhees McDonald's. Get a crispy chicken sandwich, 10-piece McNugget, quarter pounder with cheese, or a Big Mac, 2 for just $6. And don't forget about the $3 breakfast, mix and match, sausage biscuit, sausage McMuffin, breakfast burrito, and hash brown. $3 breakfast, mix and match, and 2 for $6 at your locally owned Monford Voorhees McDonald's.
Marion Local at halftime. Fort Recovery and down 15-3 after one quarter advantage. Marion Local. The Flyers win the quarter number 2, 10-7. And the score to halftime break. Marion Local 25, Fort Recovery 10. Indians took their only lead at 2-0 on a Sage Luthold bucket about 30 seconds in. The Flyers going a 13-0 run. Take a 13-2 advantage, and at the end of one, it was 15-3. We've been kind of status quo from there. Flyers at one point in time had a 23-6 advantage. That was their biggest lead, and right now it's 15-25-10. Individual scoring first four. The Fort Recovery Indians, Kelly Wendell, 5'4", junior, all five of her points in quarter number two. Sage Luthold a bucket in each quarter for four, and Kenny Mollenkamp has a foul shot. Again for the Indians, Holly Gann squad 2-11 on the campaign. Wendell with 5, Luthold with 4, and Mollenkamp with 1. For the Marion Local Flyers, it's been a Lindsay Caning night. 5'10", senior came in averaging 9 and 9, 7 times double digits, now 8 as she's got 19 at the halftime break. Ava Unrath with 2, Corey Ronnebaum with 2, and Hannah Rose has 2. Again for Marion Local, Lindsay Caning 19 points in the first two quarters. Ava Unrath, Corey Ronnebaum, and Hannah Rose all 2 each. JV contest night, we had a JV contest where sales traveled in, and Marion Local won a very hard-fought game, wins 42-37. Here's Varsity Tilt with Corey Kimmery in town. Marion Local up by 15, 25-10. Let's take a break. When we return, Rocket with the numbers on Lake 100.3.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.org.
A leaky roof is more than just an inconvenience. At Technical Roofing of St. Henry, we know that a leak doesn't just result in water on the floor. It can damage expensive equipment and inventory. A leaky roof can slow production and put your facility and your people at risk. Hi, I'm Bill at Technical Roofing. I understand what is at stake when you have a damaged roof. That's why we act fast to repair or replace your roof. Visit technicalroofing.com or call me now, 866-678-1020, your Duralast contractor of choice.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Welcome back to the Marion Local Word Halftime. Fort Recovery in town. Marion Local 25, Fort Recovery 10. What are the halftime numbers this end of the Rocket?
Yeah, for Fort Recovery from inside the arc, they're 3 of 8, 38%. They made 1 3 out of 6 opportunities, 16%. From the floor, 4 of 14, shooting 29%. 1 of 2 from the line, 13 turnovers, 5 fouls, but did pull down 14 rebounds, but then 13 turnovers were the killer in that first half. For Marion Local, they just had 2 turnovers, pulled down 9 rebounds. But shooting-wise, 10 of 23 from the floor, 43%. 0 of 8 from 3, 10 of 15 from inside, 66%. Made 5 of 7 free throws, just 6 fouls. But say, Fort Recovery's got a 5-rebound advantage just in turnovers, taking care of the ball against that pressure.
Yeah, remember, the Fort Recovery withstood, but a 13-0 run by Marion Local just kind of gave us our deficit for Fort Recovery, and it hasn't changed a whole lot here in the first half. We're at halftime. It's Marion Local 25, Fort Recovery 10. When we return, a quick glance at what's going to happen tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday on Lake 100.3.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief, and if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mercer Health is excited to bring robotic surgery to the area and continue its mission to provide the best health care to our community. The remarkable technology offers the most up-to-date technology the medical field has to offer. Mercer Health surgical services are performed by the right surgeons with the right technology right here in our community. For more information about Mercer Health Surgery Center and services, visit mercer-health.com.
And look, we're at halftime. Flyers 25, Indians 10. Rocket, a couple scores from other places.
Yeah, right now, we'll kind of go in order here. A final. Minster beating Knoxville tonight by a score of 54-15. In the third quarter, Versailles leads St. John's. That's a double up, 46-23. And Shelby County Athletic League, after half, it's Fort Laramie 30, Jack Center 16. And at the end of one, it's Parkway 20, Coldwater 8.
A lot of Panther points there in one quarter there from Coldwater. We've got to take a look at tomorrow night's schedule. It'll look like this on AM 1350 at Lake 100.3 FM. Salina travels the Bath to take on the Wildcats. We may get an adjustment in our schedule there, by the way, with some personnel problems, to say it that way. On 96.7 FM tomorrow night from the Fort Sidefield House, Marion Local travels over there down 119. Scheduled for a report game tomorrow night, maybe a play-by-play game. Lake 100.3 FM. Then we go to New Freeman to take on the Cardinals. After the game, the Friday night scoreboard with Alex Cody, brought to you by Mercer Savings Bank. Hank Coy, Mercer Insight, Johnson Mechanical, Western Furniture and Appliances, and Fields Pit Stop. On Saturday, pregame 1:15, tip-off time 2 p.m. as the Iowa Hawkeyes travel to Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes. Buckeyes reeling a little bit right now, I think 5 straight losses on Lake 100.3 FM, AM 1350. It'll be game number 1, Jacksonville at Kansas City. 4 o'clock kickoff time there. And on 96.7 FM, boys high school basketball on Saturday, Watkins at New Bremen to take on the Cardinals. Sunday at 1:30 on 96.7 FM, free game, 3 o'clock kickoff time. Cincinnati goes on to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Could be the best game of the weekend.
That could be. It's going to be exciting. I mean, at least two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL one head-to-head.
Absolutely. And then later that day, another good one. Dallas will go to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Tuesday night, high school action again. Atlanta at New Bremen. That's a boys game on Lake 100.3 FM. And we got a girls game on the opposite side at Sandry goes right here to Berea Stein to take on Marion Local in the makeup game and then our report game will be Coldwater playing host to St. Mary. And then Thursday night action, Henry at Fort Recovery on 96.7 FM. I think that's a 6 o'clock first hit time. And then AM 1350, 100.3 FM, Knox West and Bremen. And I think they tipped that one off at 6 as well.
And I got the last MAC score at half. St. Henry, 26, New Bremen, 15.
Young Redskin team that's getting better as the days go on. And a very young New Bremen team,
that's right, too.
We are just about ready to play second half basketball. Flyers, the first team on the court, Chloe Reinebaum, Hanaru, Kayla Unrath, Lindsey Koenig, and Phil Hilsman, the original starters. And now the Indians, the second team on the court, Kenny Mollenkamp, Matty Guggenbiller, who triggered in. Carly Niekamp, not out there. Eva Colley will get the second half start. Kelly Wendell and St. Uso. Remember, Carly Niekamp on the bench right now with 3 fouls. Right now, the Flyers are going to go in a 1-3-1 half-court trap here against the Indian attack. Wendell, Mollenkamp, left corner. Either Cali with the basketball. Back to Kenny Mollenkamp. Now Kelly Wendell, Sage Russo. All this action behind the arc right now. Now a skip pass over to Kenny Mollenkamp. To Wendell. Back to Mollenkamp. They pay pitch and catch outside the arc and now knocked out of bounds there by Chloe Reinebaum. Doing a nice job moving the basketball, but not getting close to the bucket.
Yeah, I tell you what, Reinebaum looked like a defensive back that time. Read the quarterback's eyes, went flying out to the wing and knocked it out.
Right now, Kelly Wendell into Sage Luthold, into the corner. Eva Colley gets it back. Wendell, left wing, 3 off the iron, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Eva Colley comes out of the back. She'll give it to Kenny Mollenkamp. Wendell, another 3 count that one. Kelly Wendell, she's got 8. And all of a sudden, the Indians within 12 at 25-13.
She's gotten a couple good looks from that three-point line. Decent shooter, just not getting any looks.
Yeah, 23 points, remember, just a couple nights ago. Now, Canning in the paint, can't finish. And the rebound was temporary. Chloe Reinebaum, but she'll go to the turf. So Reinebaum will pick up a rebound and pick up a turnover as well.
Yeah, just could not keep her feet as there's a lot of traffic in the paint.
That is a tough turnover, that's what that is. But a good call. No, nobody's going to argue that one. Right now, 25-13, 6:56 left in the third period. Indians within 12, as close as they've been for some time. After they've seen the Flyers have a 13-0 run early in the first quarter and led 13-2. Right now, Kelly Wendell off between the circles. Flyers now just in a traditional man-to-man defense. That 1-3-1 didn't work so good. Here's Sage Luthold over on that right wing. Top of the circle out to Matty Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller against Stella Hilsman. Kicks the ball in the right corner to Kenny Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp a couple of dribbles later. On the arc, now out between the circles. It's Chloe Reinebaum, sophomore guarding sophomore there. Now Mollenkamp inside the paint. Down to the baseline. Bounce pass. Eva Colley. Colley gives it back to Matty Guggenbiller. Ball knocked away and Hilsman with a steal. Hilsman will look to go coast to coast. Off the glass and scores. Stella Hilsman the steal. Stella Hilsman the bucket. And it's 27-13 advantage Mary Locals.
Hey, she did a great job. She pulled off 2 Indians all the way down the floor and finished the layup.
Now Kenny Mollenkamp will bring it up in the front court. She'll go left corner to Kelly Wendell. Wendell, entry pass down to Sage Luthold. She'll turn. She'll pop. That's no good. Stella Hilsman a rebound. Ava Unrath, straight up the middle of the basketball court. She goes left wing over to Chloe Reinebaum, about a 15-footer. Nothing but net. Chloe Reinebaum, her second bucket of the evening, and the Flyers up 29-13.
12 of 18 shooting from inside the arc. Reinebaum, nice-looking finish.
Getting good looks, that is good for sure. Not forcing a whole lot. Right now, Sage Luthold thought she was going to hand it off to Kelly Wendell, but right between her and Wendell was Ava Unrath. So she'll eventually give it out to Kenny Mollenkamp out near the center circle. Now Mollenkamp inside the arc on the right side. Going to try to take it on Reinebaum. Ball now on the turf. And it's going to turn into a jump ball situation. Arrow will favor Marion Local. So that'll be an Indian turnover.
Yep, turnover will give it back to Fort Recovery. They're going to come back in with Carly Niekamp, 5'11 sophomore.
She'll replace Matty Guggenbiller. So just the only senior on the roster. Matty Guggenbiller will head to the bench. And inbounding ball will be Hannah Rose. She'll get it into Ava Unrath, Reinebaum, Hilsman, and Koenig. Oh, wait. Looks like another zone defense that time by the Indians. A 2-1-2 on this possession. And then a corner to Stella Hilsman. Hilsman empty pass to Chloe Reinebaum. Reinebaum in the paint to the hole. And she'll head to the charity stripe. And guess who picks up the foul, Rocket?
She just checked in. Carly Niekamp went for the block. Got the arm.
And sometimes you just are in the wrong spot at the wrong time. Not lack of hustle or anything like that, but Niekamp will pick up her 4th foul of the evening, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 6.1 a game, looking for her first point tonight. Reinebaum's foul shot, rim, backboard and through the net. Chloe Reinebaum now with 5, averaging 5.8 a night. and it's now 30-13 advantage Marion Local.
Indians, or I should say Flyers, 6 of 8, now 7 of 9.
Bonnebaum with a half a dozen points, makes it 31-13, 2 for 2 on that trip. And now the Flyers, a 1-3-1 half-court trap here. Kenny Mohenkamp straddles the line. That's going to be a steal by Ava Unrath. Unrath coast to coast. And Mohenkamp, good hustle and blocks that one out of bounds. Kenny Mohenkamp took the perfect angle there to slap that one down. And with 4:48 left in the third period, Flyers ball underneath their own bucket.
Yeah, and Unrath put back, and there's no trailer. She wanted to dish it off. She saw the size of it, but went up throwing the shot.
Now Ava Unrath to the hole, and that one goes in. Ava Unrath, the bucket. Her second bucket night gives her 4, and the Flyers have opened up a 20-point advantage, 33-13 right now on a 6-0 run. With the basketball, Kenny Mohenkamp, almost halfway through our third period. Mohenkamp will bring it up into the front court. 6 foot sophomore season, or I should say 7.9 average, but 6 times in double digits and has led the Indians in scoring in 7 of their 13 basketball games. And now with the basketball, Kelly Wendell baseline. She's going to throw it right in the hands of Ava Unrath, and then her and Anna Rose will knock it into the backcourt. And they'll actually say that went off an Indian?
Yeah, I think we're going to get that call changed. Look, I went off 2 Marion Local Flyers. No, they're going to say it went off an Indian leg.
So apparently it hit Niekamp in the backcourt. And if it did hit Niekamp, that's a good call, correct, Rocket?
Yeah, because Marion Local never had a possession, so the possession never changed. Shot never went up. So Fort Recovery battling for the ball. They're saying it went off the leg of Fort Recovery and out of bounds. And I think Holly Gann saying, I'm not arguing the over and back off and went off the leg. It just didn't go off our leg.
Didn't go off our leg. Exactly right. She'll settle down. 4:09 left here in quarter number 3. 33-13 lead for Marion Local. Now they're on offense. Hannah Rose over on that left wing. Out between the circles of Corey Rodenbaum. Right wing, it's Ava Unrath with the basketball. Now it's Hannah Rose right behind the foul line for about 16-footer, no good. And Lindsay Canning over the back of Sage Loosehold to grab that rebound, and it's a foul. So Canning will pick up her first foul. Very local first at the halftime, right? In fact, the Indians and Flyers both with a single foul here at the 3:55 mark of quarter number 3.
Yeah, I'd say Canning went up. I mean, size advantage, just got a little body on her way up.
Right now, bring it up near the midcourt, driving to Sage Loosehold. Loosehold will get to Kenny Mohenkamp, and now the Indians will set up against the man-to-man defense. Into the far left corner, and that's going to go over the head of Kelly Wendell. Wendell would have had to be about, what, 8'2" to get that one, I think.
I think that went over the heads of the people in the first 3 rows.
Exactly right. I think I just got away from Mohenkamp with what happened. Had a big smile on her face. Obviously, she couldn't do anything about that once it slipped out. Now we get a couple substitutions. We get Jenna Kanapke in the game and Nora Eckstein for the homestanding Flyers, who lead 33-13. They join the Lindsay Gaining, Ava Unrath, and Stella Hilsman on the court. There's Hilsman out between the circles right now. Right wing, Ava Unrath, 4-3 off the iron, no good. And the rebound going to be battled for, and Tate Luthold will come out of the back. Indians now go on the attack. Luthold going to try to get the ball to Kenny Mohenkamp. It's a loose ball, and eventually it's going to turn into a jump ball between Eva Gollig and Ava Unrath, and they'll say the arrow favors for recovery.
I tell you, Unrath's doing a great job pestering Kennedy. I mean, normally that size advantage is not good, but when you're trying to dribble the ball against somebody much shorter than you and quicker, that's not a good advantage.
Exactly right. Kelly Wendell now will bring it up court for full recovery. 3:10 left in the third quarter break. Indians trailing 33-13. The Flyers on an 8-3 run right now out of the gate here of quarter number 3. Now Kelly Wendell with the basketball. Wendell with a team high 8, dribbles over the right baseline, kicks the ball out. There's a Colic long 2-0 but net. Eva with 2 to grab as she had her front foot on that 3-point arc in the right wing, but nothing but net. And the score 33-15.
It looks like coming in the next dead ball is going to be Dirksen back in for Marion Local.
Jenna Kanapke, left wing, Norex, then into the corner to Ava Unrath. Indians looking to be in a 2-1-2 zone. Jenna Kanapke, right wing, 3 is no good. Long rebound chased down by Ava Unrath with 2.5 to go here. Unrath going to force one up in the paint. She'll head to the charity stripe. Foul will be on number 4, Eva Kiley. That'll be her first of the second half, second of the game, and now 2 team fouls against the Indians since the halftime break. And Ava Unrath will go to the line. 5-6 sophomore, averaging 10 a night, 4 points so far tonight. Unrath's been in double digits 9 times this year, 7 times been their top scorer. That foul shot, nothing but net. She now has 5. And the Flyers' advantage now 34-15.
And Ava, a little frustrated. St. Mary's, one of the best free throw shooters in the MAC. I think she went 4 of 6 or 2 of 6 or something of that nature against St. Mary's. I know she's very frustrated, probably happy to get this first one to go down.
Yeah, as a team, they were 3-for-11, by the way. Yeah. Could have put it away late in that one. They still win the basketball game. That's the bottom line, is the final result is they won 39-35. Unrest, back-to-back foul shots, by the way. That's now 35-15 advantage Marion Local. And now we're going to have an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with them. 2:16 left here in period three. It is Marion Local 35, Fort Recovery 15 on 100.3.
There's nothing like small local business to really get that hometown feel. At the Corner Cafe, they do just that. It's a perfect place to meet your friends and celebrate the area we live in and all it has to offer. The Corner Cafe has daily lunch specials every Monday through Friday, including the lunch buffet and carryout to help you get through your work week. Be sure to visit the Corner Cafe after the game to celebrate, and all weekend for great food, fun, and a variety of entertainment. Good luck, Marion Local Flyers, on a successful season.
Corner Cafe on board tonight, Lance Insurance Agency, Mercer Health, Count Pharmacy, MVP Sports, and more technical roofing. Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, McDonald's, Holman Incorporated, Briarwood Village Care Community, Shockman Lumber Company, Air Electric and Energy, Cooper Farms, OPAC, and Chickasaw Quick Stop. Indian basketball after the Indian timeout. 2:15 left for the third quarter break, and the Indians right now trailing by 20.
Still Marion Local on that 1-2-2 press here, half court, trapping up top on the wing, being the first pass.
Eva Colley with the basketball, has the ball knocked out of bounds, and Stella Hilspin in the passing lane. Hilspin was a foul magnet back in that first quarter, two early fouls, but still just two for the Flyers senior. Carly Niekamp with 4-for-4 recovery, Eva Colley with 2. In fact, only 3 different Indians have committed foul and 4 different Flyers. There's Kelly Wendell. Wendell's bounce pass over to Eva Colley, who does a nice job chasing that one down. She'll give it to Mollenkamp. There's a Wendell 3. Off the back of the iron, no good. Maddie Guggenbiller the rebound. And then Guggenbiller is going to be fouled by Ava Unrath. I'll tell you one thing they have not let him do today. Haven't been a lot of jump balls. They call fouls on almost every one of those situations.
Yeah, they are. They're keeping it very clean. And again, rebound advantage for Fort Recovery is 5 in the first half. Right now they each have 4. So Fort Recovery doing a great job battling on the boards.
Just not getting as many opportunities right. To put one towards the rim. Right now, Kelly Wendell with the basketball. She's got a team high 8. She'll kick the ball back to Kenny Mollenkamp. 1:40 left in period 3. Flyers 35, Indians 15. Flyers looking to go to 7-0 in conference play, keeping pace with Parkway, who was 5-0 going into that Coldwater game tonight. Had a 20-8 lead after one Coldwater, or I should say Parkway did, at Coldwater. Now with the basketball, going to be Kelly Wendell. Wendell out between the circles there against Jenna Kanapke. Still with the basketball, dribbles over the left wing. Now deeper into that left wing. Couple dribbles later, as Kanapke will chase her out now near the middle of the basketball court. Now Rose will help pick her up. She'll pop. That one is no good. Rebound battled for, and Nora Eckstein will come out of the pack. Eckstein will eventually give it over to sophomore Chloe Ronnebaum, and less than a minute to go in the third period. Flyers up by 20. Go back on all offense.
Yeah, Ronbaum's going to run the point right now with Unrest on the bench.
Right now, top of the circles, Hannah Rose. She'll go left wing over to Nora Eckstein against that 2-1-2 zone by Holly Gann's Indians. Now right wing, Hannah Rose. Rose a dribble later, gives it to Chloe Ronbaum, out to Jenna Kanapke on the left wing. Kanapke, top of the circle, Nora Eckstein, right wing, it's Hannah Rose. Rose back to Jenna Kanapke between the circles, left wing, Chloe Ronbaum, into the corner, it's Nora Eckstein. Eckstein to Hannah Rose with 27 seconds. I think the Flyers would be happy taking the last shot here, Rocket.
They were. I think they're trying to really work hard to get Dirksen the ball down low, and they missed her. She flashed across Giggenbler's face. She lost her. There she is again. Just can't quite get in there in time.
Eckstein and Kanapke play pitch and catch, and now Ronnebaum will join them behind the arc with 12 seconds. Now 11, now 10 seconds. Left in period 3. Flyers up by 20. Jenna Kanapke. Entry pass into Hannah Rose. She'll stop, she'll pop, and she'll score. Hannah Rose, she slices in there right on the MAC in the paint area. Their bucket will give Mary Lopeway 37-15 lead with 3/4 of the books on your sports center, WCSN.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lambs Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lambs Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lambs Insurance, Bundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Being an employee at Chickasaw Quick Stop is like hanging out with your own friends and family while getting paid a great wage.
at Chickasaw Quick Stop. The hours are flexible. Hourly wage bonuses are available and the atmosphere is fun. Room for advancement and pay raises is always possible. No prior experience is necessary. The only requirement is a great personality. Stop in at Chickasaw Quick Stop and meet the staff and experience the fun. Chickasaw Quick Stop, located on Franklin Street in Chickasaw.
Local 3 quarters of the books, and right now the Flyers 37, the Indians 15, as the Flyers win that third quarter battle 12-5.
Marion Local gets the ball here to start the second half, going left to right.
It'll be Chloe Ronnebaum over to Jenna Konacka. They're joined on the court by Allison Dirksen, Nora Eckstein, and Hannah Rose, who has the ball right now. Flyers did a really good job burning that last minute off the clock on that last possession, getting a Rosebaugh 12-footer inside the paint area. There's Jenna Konapke against that 2-1, 2-4 recovery. The Indians defending right now with Sage Luthel, Carly Niekamp, Kelly Wendell, Kenny Mollenkamp, and Eva Kiley.
Carly Niekamp out there with them 4 fouls.
She's been foul-plagued all night long. Came in, averaging 6.1 a game, still looking for her first points. Hannah Rose with the basketball. She'll go out between the circles to Jenna Konapke. Konapke a dribble later over to Chloe Ronnebaum on that right wing. And the Flyers have burnt 45 seconds here on the first possession of the second, or the fourth quarter, I should say. Eckstein, Jenna Konapke in the paint. Little runner off the glass, no good. Rebound, Allison Dirksen back up, and good. Allison Dirksen, the offensive stick back, her first two-pointer of the night. Gives Marion Local a 39-15 lead.
Yeah, it was a good shot by Eckstein, just did not drop, and then Dirksen there to clean things up.
And right now, Kelly Wendell works against Jenna Konapke. Wendell will hand the ball off to Carly Niekamp in a little weave action right now. And now needs some help, and eventually goes into the corner to Kelly Wendell. Wendell, 8 of those 15 points tonight for the Indians. Had a 23-point game against Antonio in a 56-50 win a couple days ago. Right now, Kenny Mollenkamp. Entry pass down low. That will be Niekamp, unable to finish. Rebound battled for, and coming out back will be Kelly Wendell. Now Wendell has the ball knocked away, and now Wendell bounce pass down low to Niekamp, and unable to finish, and the long rebound will go off of Marion Local. Carly Niekamp got a couple of good looks, unable to finish. Line change, Ava Unrath, Stella Hilsman, and Lindsay Kenny rejoined the line.
Yeah, I had Niekamp turn around. I do not think she thought she was that wide open, kind of threw it up quick. Think she might get fouled and end up nobody behind her.
And now Niekamp will inbound the basketball, bounce pass to Kenny Mollenkamp, and she'll be fouled, I think, by Corey Ronnebaum. They will call on 2-4 wearing the white. For Ronnebaum, that'll be her second for Marion Local. 3 team fouls during the second half, while 4 recovery, 2 team fouls.
I think in hockey they call that a hip check, if I remember right.
A hip check. You're a big hockey man, huh?
Right, I'm a big hockey guy.
Early Niekamp will inbound the basketball, and that's a 5-second call against the Indians. Did not quite get enough movement and good defense from Marion Local. And all of a sudden, it's Marion Local back on offense, trying to add on to their biggest lead tonight. 39-15.
Corey Curry sitting in that 2-3 zone.
Bring it up in the front court. Ava Unrath. She'll give it to Chloe Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum to Stella Hilsman. This action all behind the arc right now. Hannah Rose. Ava Unrath. Unrath to the arc over on the right wing. Little pass to Stella Hilsman. She'll give it to Chloe Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum right wing. With the basketball, Ava Unrath down to Koenig, and still scores the left hand. Lindsay Koenig now with a game-high 21 points, a season-high 21 points, 41-15.
Great communication between Koenig and Unrath. Unrath threw it where the defense wasn't expecting it towards the basket, and Koenig spun on her girl and finished.
Now the ball goes out of bounds. Allison Everman in the basketball game, 5'9 senior. She replaced Anna Rose, so Ellie Everman into the game. Replacing Anna Rose, I'd say Rose's night may be done for the evening.
Could be done.
Right now, inbounding ball, Carly Niekamp. She'll just try to get the ball down to Eva Collin. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Marion Local. Nope. They said that went off the Indians. I thought maybe the Flyers may have touched that in the passing lane. On the turnover, Flyers play offense.
Hey, Ava Unrath out here. She may not have too many minutes left either. She's going to bring the ball down the floor.
Out between the circles against that zone defense. 2-1-2 by 4 recovery. Chloe Ronnebaum, right wing, and Ava Unrath. Unrath, ball fake into the far right corner. Open for 3. Count it. 3. Ava Unrath with 9. And the Flyers up by 44-15.
That's just the first made three-pointer by Marion Local.
I know. Kenny Mollenkamp into the front court. Mollenkamp out between the circles, now inside the arc. Sage Luthold, left baseline jumper is no good. Long rebound into the hands of Kelly Wendell. Now the Indians reset at the 5-minute mark of quarter number 4. 44-15 Flyers. Myers looking to win their 15th win of the season, ranked number 8 in the state. Now we got an offensive foul against Fort Recovery. That would be a turnover. Sage Luthold, an illegal pick. That'll be her first foul. Team foul number 3 against Fort Recovery. We get a substitution. Jenna Kanapke, Nora Eckstein, and also Allison Dirksen. And I would say maybe Unrest and Gaining and Hilton probably done for the evening.
Probably put their sweatpants back on they like.
As they will get ready for a matchup with Parkway next Thursday night. Jenny, go ahead.
That's a big guess, man. With Parkway, their lead that we had earlier against Coldwater.
Well, absolutely. It could be for a league title. In fact, if things hold status quo, the Flyers could clinch a share of a MAC title that night.
With the win.
If they win tonight, they will have that opportunity. At least a share. Clinch at least a share. Right now, it'll be Mollenkamp with the basketball. That's Kenny Mollenkamp. Over to Eva Kolick. Eva Kolick skips it out to Kelly Wendt over on the left wing, almost halfway through our fourth and final period. Flyers right at the present time, a 44-15 lead. Kelly Wendell between the circles. Carly Niekamp for three off the iron. No good. Good job boxing out that time by Nora Eckstein. We'll get another substitution into the game for the Marion local Flyers. Be Audrey Winter, a 5'6 junior at the next dead ball. Right now, top of the circle, Jenna Kanapke. Kanapke a dribble later, right wing over to Ellie Everman. Everman to Chloe Ronabon. And now I think the Indians, is that a man-to-man defense, Rockets? Maybe just a matchup. Still zone defense.
Yeah, still zone.
Now right wing, Ellie Everman. Entry pass down to Dirksen with the left hand, unable to finish. Rebound battled for and eventually into the hands of Ellie Everman. Everman looking down low, tried to get to Nora Eckstein and knocked out of bounds by the Indians, and that'll stop the clock. 3:27 left in the basketball game, 44-15, and Audrey Winter in the game, and Chloe Ronabon, and her 6 points probably done for the evening.
Yeah, Audrey Winter had a nice JV game as they won 42-37 over Versailles.
Right now with the basketball, Jenna Kanapke. Kanapke will dribble out between the circles against that zone. Nora Eckstein, top of the circle, Audrey Winter. Winter gives the ball left wing to Jenna Kanapke. Kanapke a couple dribbles later to Everman. And now Audrey Winter. She'll give the ball back to Jenna Kanapke, the winner. Nora Eckstein pitching catch outside the arc. And the Flyers being very, very patient right now with the basketball. Now entry pass down to Allison Dirksen. Ball knocked away, and that's a turnover in the hands of Sage Luthold. Give the ball back to full recovery. Less than three to go. Indians trailing 44-15.
Just a fourth turnover of the ballgame for the Flyers.
There's a Kenny Mollenkamp jumper, no good. Battle for the rebound goes out of bounds off of Marion Local. At the dead ball, Brooke Wilker, 5'7 sophomore into the game. Wilker into the basketball, 5'6 junior, excuse me. She also played a big role in that win in the JV game. Now the ball knocked loose, and Jenna Kanapke with the loose ball. Kanapke going to try to go coast to coast, up off the glass and scores. Jenna Kanapke, his first 2 points of the night. And the Flyers, all of a sudden, their biggest lead at night, 46-15. We'll get another substitution here shortly for Marion Local, by the way. Natalie Evers, a 5'8 sophomore, waits to check in with Deuces Wild for the last time tonight. 2:22 left in the ballgame. Flyers 46, Indians 15. There's a Sage Luthold, right wing jumper, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Kenny Mollenkamp. Still beat everybody in the far right corner of that one. Now Mollenkamp into the paint area. Tried to get it down to Luthold. Luthold, knife hand, sticks into the hole, and a plus one opportunity. Sage Luthold's got six. The foul will be on Brooke Wilker. That'll be her first foul. And Luthold with six cuts the deficit to 46-17.
Yeah, good look and finish by Luthold. Luthold, go to line for the plus one. The Indians are 1-2 from the line.
Luthold with 2:05 left here in the ballgame. Foul shot up by the 5'10 juniors up, and it's good. Sage Luthold, the old-fashioned three-point play, cuts the deficit to 46-18 with now just 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Indians at Frank Monroe on Saturday. Marion Local that puts the game shoes away till next Thursday night when they travel to Rockford to take on the Parkway Panthers. There's Ellie Everman, Audrey Winter. Winter will give it to Natalie Evers, over to Brooke Wilker. Wilker will give the ball off to, Rachel Keeter into the game. Keeter between the circles. She'll get the ball to Ellie Everman. Everman back to Natalie Evers. Top of the circle, Brooke Wilker with it. Wilker goes to Audrey Winter. This action mostly behind the arc. There's Natalie Evers over on that right wing. Now Keeter to Wilker. Into the corner. It's Audrey Winter. Back to Brooke Wilker. Flyers burning a whole bunch of clock right now. As all this, they haven't had it inside the arc for about the last 30 seconds. Natalie Evers, right corner. Brooke Wilker. Wilker tried to get to Ellie Everman, and that's going to go into the backcourt. That's over and back against Marion Local.
So that'll be a turnover. Give it back to the Indians with 1:12 to go here in the ballgame.
And inbounding the basketball right in front of us will be Carly Niekamp. Niekamp will inbound the basketball. She'll give it over to Kenny Mohenkamp with 65 seconds left here. 46-18 Flyers. Kelly Wendell, team by 8 points over in that left corner. Works there against Rachel Keeter. She'll give it to Kenny Mohenkamp out between the circles. And now Mohenkamp going to take it up off the glass and scores. Nice move, Kenny Mohenkamp. And Mohenkamp, this her first bucket, also had a foul shot. She's got three, and the score now 46-20 at Vantage Marion Local.
And how much time left in this game?
Rachel Keeter going to have the ball knocked out of bounds there by Sage Lucal as she gets into the passing lane. That'll stop the clock. 40 seconds left here in the ballgame. And Brooke Wilker will inbound right in front of us. She'll give it to Audrey Winter. A couple juniors playing pinch and catch. Winter into the front court. And now it's a man-to-man defense by Fort Recovery. There's Rachel Keeter out between the circles. Keeter gets a pick from Brooke Wilker. Bounce pass over to Audrey Winter. She'll somehow come up with that one. Skips it over to Natalie Evers. Evers' entry pass down low goes out of bounds, and they'll keep it on the Flyer side. 23.8 seconds left.
Yeah, not much time. 46-20. Close to being probably the final score.
We will find out here shortly as Audrey Winter will inbound with a straight set into Brooke Wilker. Wilker in the paint. She'll stop. She'll pop. That's no good. Natalie Evers, the stick back is good. Natalie Evers, the two-pointer. That makes the score 48-20. That may be Evers' first varsity bucket of the year. We'll have to check that out. Nope, she had a two-pointer against Walpock earlier this year. And there's a out-of-bounds play coming up for Fort Recovery underneath their own bucket with just 7 seconds. So, got a halftime score from the Parkway game, Rocket?
Yeah, the Parkway Panthers all over the Cavaliers, 41-16.
I thought that would be a more competitive number over there. Remember, the Cavaliers are only one game out of first place. There's a shot blocked that time by Audrey Winter. Long rebound is going to be a tie-up between Niekamp and Winter. And now just 3.6 seconds left. Flyers 48 and Fort Recovery 20. Kenny Mohenkamp will inbound. We'll see if the Indians get one more shot off. Mohenkamp, left corner, three is no good, and that will end the basketball game. Final tonight will be Marion Local 48, Fort Recovery 20. Indians fall at 2-12 on the year, 0-6 in the MAC. They'll take on the Jets of Franklin Row in Pittsburgh, Ohio on Saturday afternoon, while Marion Local now 15-2, 7-0 in the MAC, can clinch at least a tie in the MAC next Thursday night when they travel to Parkway to take on the Panthers. Final tonight, Marion Local 48, Fort Recovery 20. We'll take a quick break on Lake 100.3.
Ohio Production Paint and Assembly Corporation, also known as OPAC, has been striving to exceed their customers' expectations since the day they opened in 2000. While they specialize in exterior doors, their highly trained staff has the knowledge and skills to handle all your painting, staining, and assembly needs. Learn more about OPAC and what they can do by stopping into their facility right on 705 or visit their website at opacpaint.com. OPAC, putting the world in color.
Did you know that Area Electric and Energy is your local carrier heating and cooling experts? Area Energy has been keeping families comfortable for over 40 years. Their team will provide you with expert knowledge on Carrier's newest HVAC and generator options. Area Electric and Energy is proud to serve the surrounding area with excellent support services and competitive prices for your heating, cooling, and generator needs. Area Electric and Energy and Carrier Heating and Cooling are your best choices for all your heating cooling needs. Contact areaelectricandenergy.com or call 937-498-478.
Welcome back to Marion Local High School. The Flyers keep pace in the MAC, 7-0 in the campaign, 15-2 overall for the number 8 team in the state as they knock off Fort Recovery tonight, 48-20. Indians fall to 2-12, 0-6 in the MAC. Quarter scores look like this. Marion Local on the strength of a 13-0 run in the first quarter, but 15-3. Flyers win the second quarter, 10-7. It was 25-10 at the halftime break. Flyers also win that third quarter, 12-5. Led 37-15 with three in the books. And the Flyers also win the last quarter, 11-5. and a final score of 48-20. Before recovery night, Keller Wendell leads the way, 5-4 junior with 8 points. Shane Luthold had 7, 3 for Kenny Mullenkamp, and the fourth Indian to score was Eva Colley with 2. Again, for the Indians, Kelly Wendell with 8, Shane Luthold with 7, 3 points for Kenny Mullenkamp, and 2 for Eva Colley. For the Marion local Flyers, they're led by 5'10 senior Lindsay Colley, goes over 20 for the first time this year, 21 points, the only Flyer in double digits. Ava Unrath with 9, 6 points for Chloe Rodebaum, Hannah Rose had 4, 2 each for Jenna Kanacki, Stella Hilson, Allison Dorfson, and Natalie Evers. Again, for the Flyers, Lindsay Canning, a game high 21 points, Ava Unrath with 9, Chloe Rodebaum with 6, 4 for Hannah Rose, 2 each for Natalie Evers, Allison Dorfson, Stella Hilson, and Jenna Kanacki.
For recovery, they were 8 of 30 from the floor, 27% shooting from behind the arc, 2 of 11. From inside the arc, 6 of 19, they had 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 66%, 22 turnovers, 8 fouls, 14 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second for their 24. For the Marion Flyers, they shot 48% from the floor, 19 of 40, just 1 of 11 from behind the arc, 9%, but from inside, 18 of 29 for 62. Free throw line, they were 9 of 11. They had 4 turnovers, 10 fouls. They had 9 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half for their 18. And the Flyers are looking for a big matchup with them Parkway Panthers.
Again, that'll be their next time they put their game shoes on, travel to Parkway next Thursday night. Panthers seem to have their way with Coatter tonight. They'll go in there at 6-0. Marion Local will be 7-0 if things hold up over in Coatter as they were at the halftime break. For recovery, they will get right back on the bus Saturday and go to Pittsburgh, Ohio and take on the Franklin Monroe Jets. In the JV contest tonight, Marion Local wins 42-37 over Versailles. And in the varsity field, the Flyers also a winner 48-20 for Rocket. And Dave, I'm Ron Drunk. We'll see you tomorrow night on your Sports Center, WCSN.
For Sports First on air and online, we thank you for listening to this WCSM Sports presentation.